season of light, a time so bright. Hearts are filled with joy and delight. Grateful we stand with hands raised high. Blessings of Allah fill the sky. Festive season.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to a splendid episode on the day of Eid, subhanallah, the Islamic festive season. The silsila's name is And Today, inshallah azza wa jal, in the company of our two great muballighin of Da'wat Islami. On my right, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sayyidi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, welcome Sayyidi, MashaAllah.
Barakallah.
So good to have you. And Maulana Shahsa on my left, alhamdulillah, he is no stranger to the screens of Madani Channel. And MashaAllah, together with our muballighin, we'll discuss our today's topic, that is the perfect family day. SubhanAllah, the day of Eid is the perfect family day to enjoy your time with the family, to make the zikrullah and do all sorts of fun activities with the family, bring the family together, eat and share, mashallah. So under this auspicious occasion of Eid al-Fitr, alhamdulillah, we commemorate with the true spirit of Eid, with the true Islamic spirit, in which we learn to bring the joy and share with the family members, alhamdulillah. Let's inshallah azza wa jal, on this auspicious occasion of Eid al-Fitr, first and foremost, recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, as we go along in today's episode and program, we are going to be listening to different naats in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as some nasiha. And together with that, our guests inshallah will join in and will impart their valuable advice and nasiha with regards to spending a perfect and beautiful family day on the day of Eid, inshallah azza wa jalla. To begin with, inshallah, let's begin with the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran, in which Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to be kind to our family. And He Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعاشروهن بالمعروف. And deal with them kindly. SubhanAllah. It is mentioned in the tafsir of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, speak kindly to your wives. Make your actions and appearance attractive for them according to your capability in the same manner as you wish from them. SubhanAllah. So yes, in a nutshell, we should treat others the way we would like to be treated. And if we don't like certain things, then we shouldn't do those hurtful things to our loved ones. And subhanAllah, as it is the day of Eid, there is no time and space to hurt anyone or to bring sadness into the atmosphere, alhamdulillah. It is a happy occasion. And let's inshallah azza wa jal keep it lively with our family members. Sayyidi, mashallah, how was your experience today on Eid?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, it was truly fascinating, truly inspiring to see not only family members getting together, but rather we see the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community, everyone getting together on this beautiful day of Eid, you know, irrespective of whether we knew each other or we didn't know each other, but still after the Eid Salah, you know, when we met each other and when we embraced each other, it wasn't just an embracing. You know, it was, you know, they say when you meet a person and when you shake their hands, you can judge by that how much of an affection and love that they have for you.
SubhanAllah.
And mashallah, on this beautiful day of Eid, we see everyone coming together, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them coming together. And mashallah, when we embrace each other, we could feel that warmth. You know, we could feel that love in the atmosphere. That unity was there, alhamdulillah. And that is exactly what we need, you know, being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, my time, my experience from the morning, as we know on Eid day, it's usually a busy rush, you know, and everyone is going to this family's house, going to that family's house, family members are coming over to our house. So that busyness and that rush, you know, it keeps everyone going. And some family members, they live abroad, they live far away. And it is at this moment, this time on the day of Eid, in which we are fortunate enough to make the ziyarat. We can see them, we can embrace them after such a long time. Because everyone throughout the year has responsibilities. They are busy with life, they are busy with work, with their own family members. And this day of Eid grants us that opportunity to meet with one another with love and muhabba. So alhamdulillah, on my side, it was truly beautiful. Okay. I mean, I've gotten to meet family members that I haven't seen in quite a long time. Family members from Johannesburg, family members from Ladysmith as well. So it's been a long time since we've all gotten together. And alhamdulillah, it's truly a very beautiful and a blessed vibe. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, mashallah. So yes, this is the time to break the ice and reunite with our loved ones, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us together as an ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep this spirit of unity alive on the occasion of Eid. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Alhamdulillah. As you've mentioned, Sayyidi, today is a rush hour, you can say. But there's two types of rush. One is not very good.
Right.
And then the other is good rush.
100%.
Alhamdulillah. When it comes to being afforded any opportunity to do good, look no further. Rush towards that is good, inshallah, azza wa jal, and stay away from that which is evil. And this day of Eid, subhanallah, there is so much of good that we can do. Mm-hmm. And we should truly attend to everything that we can do, whether it is giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by donating sadaqatul fitr to the poorer community of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it is doing good to the orphans that are there, that don't have parents with them. So inshallah, as it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also shared this joyous moment with those who were underprivileged.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Sayyidi, alhamdulillah. So how was the Eid at your markaz, mashallah? I saw a clip, alhamdulillah, it was so inspiring that alhamdulillah, one brother has embraced Islam on the hands of Umrana Sahib.
Subhanallah,
mashallah. Eid Mubarak to you all and our listeners and viewers. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum.
Ameen.
So you know what happened was, this is taqdeer, right? Destiny. And subhanAllah, we had an electrifying Eid. Most of the Muslims in that part of the world, like, I don't know them. But when they meet you and greet you, as well as I'm saying, you can feel that warmth. You can feel that, you know, hey, this is Islamic brotherhood. Like, you know, that love that was given, mashallah. And so we were about to leave. I went with my father, right? And we were about to leave. We got in the car. There was some delay. So he said, okay, no problem. We waited for a few minutes. As we were reversing, somebody ran and came. Mulana, Mulana, wait. One brother wants to accept Islam.
Allah,
same time, he switched the car off, got out, went by the masjid, in front of the masjid, and said, hey, please, we want to take a club. This is historical. That immediately after Eid, after we met and, you know, greeted everybody, and this person, he was present there also. And he saw the warmth that was given to each other, to him also. Everybody's embracing him also. He said, I want to become a Muslim.
Subhanallah.
So, mashallah, made him read the Kalima Sharif, and alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, he's going to be learning about the deen now.
SubhanAllah, what a beautiful way to start off your day.
Exactly. You know, it's like, you know, subhanAllah, look at this. I mean, he really got an Eid. This day of Eid is really an Eid for him, where he scored the wealth of Iman.
SubhanAllah.
What is greater than that? Iman, subhanAllah, azza wa jal. And that to himself experiencing the love and the warmth amongst the Islamic brothers and in the meeting and greeting. And Allah is one who guides. Allah guided his heart.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Such a beautiful Eid vibe that we have here. Uskurullah.
Allah.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. As we are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's inshallah recite together. Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, la ilaha illa. Allah, Allah, Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Amina bibi ke gulshan mein aayi hai taza bahar. Padhte hain sallallahu alaihi wasallam, padhte hain sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aaj dar-o-diwar madni, Allah Allah Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Allah Allah Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Jibreel aaye jhula jhulaaye dori de zeeshan. So ja rahmat-e-alam, do jag ke sultan madni. Allah Allah Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Allah Allah Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Sallu al habib
sallallahu
alaihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, after reciting the glory and the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making the zikr of Allah azza wa jal, inshallah azza wa jal, it is always followed by the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we've got a melodious kalam in the praise of Habibun al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, let's go and listen to this kalam. Thereafter we shall be back. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aashiqane Mustafa ko Eid Mubarak ho, Eid Mubarak ho, Mubarak Eid Mubarak, Eid sabhi ko Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid sabhi ko Eid Mubarak. Hai Khuda rahmat lutata Eid mein, fazl bandon par hai karta Eid mein. Hai Khuda rahmat lutata Eid mein, fazl bandon par hai karta Eid mein. Apne bandon ki magar Ramzan ke baad, apne bandon ki magar Ramzan ke baad, mezbani Rab hai karta Eid mein, mezbani Rab hai karta Eid mein. Mubarak Eid Mubarak, Eid sabhi ko Eid Mubarak, aashiqane Mustafa ko Eid Mubarak ho, Eid Mubarak ho. Hai Khuda rahmat lutata Eid mein, fazl bandon par hai karta Eid mein. Hai Khuda rahmat lutata Eid mein, fazl bandon par hai karta Eid mein. Pyare Allah teri ulfat se sabhi, pyare Allah teri ulfat se sabhi, momino ka dil hai sajta Eid mein, momino ka dil hai sajta Eid mein. Mubarak Eid Mubarak, Eid sabhi ko Eid Mubarak, aashiqane Mustafa ko Eid Mubarak ho, Eid Mubarak ho. Hai Khuda rahmat lutata Eid mein, fazl bandon par hai karta Eid mein. Hai Khuda rahmat lutata Eid mein, fazl bandon par hai karta Eid mein. Mere Rab ka shukriya karne ada, mere Rab ka shukriya karne ada, har koi do gana padta Eid mein,
har koi do gana padta eid mein
mubarak eid mubarak eid sabhi ko eid mubarak
aashiqan e mustafa ko eid mubarak ho eid mubarak ho
rehmat lutata eid mein fazl bandon par hai karta eid mein hai khuda rehmat lutata eid mein fazl bandon par hai karta eid mein
ya khuda us shakhs par tu fazl kar ya khuda us shakhs par tu fazl kar jo koi bhi ho tarasta eid mein jo koi bhi ho tarasta eid mein
mubarak eid sabhi ko eid mubarak
aashiqan e mustafa ko eid mubarak ho eid mubarak ho
rehmat lutata eid mein fazl bandon par hai karta eid mein hai khuda rehmat lutata eid mein fazl bandon par hai karta eid mein
is kamal e qadri ko deed ka is kamal e qadri ko deed ka काश मुजदा मिल ही जाता ईद में काश मुजदा मिल ही जाता ईद में
मुबारक ईद सभी को ईद मुबारक
आशिकान मुस्तफा को ईद मुबारक हो ईद मुबारक हो
रहमत लुटाता ईद में फजल बंदों पर है करता ईद में है खुदा रहमत लुटाता ईद में फजल बंदों पर है करता ईद में
आशिकान मुस्तफा को ईद मुबारक हो ईद मुबारक हो
सुभान अल्लाह ईद है एंड द ब्यूटीफुल kalam with regards to the celebration of Eid, subhanallah, and the joyful occasion of Eid, mashallah. And on this auspicious occasion, we should all rejoice in the fact that, subhanallah, this is the day when we have been forgiven from the court of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever endeavors that we have done in the month of Ramadan, our fasting for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, our ibadat, Quran recitation, taraweeh, and all the charity that we have given from the goodness of our hearts, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of it and grant us the complete ajr and thawab. And those who have done, subhanallah, in whichever way they have helped the cause of Islam, the Islamic brothers that are out there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant prosperity in their wealth, in their children, in their knowledge. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, there are many guidelines as to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he would foster this love for the family members and the homely environment that was there in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We study his seerah, subhanallah, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would play an active part as a family member. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned regarding his blessed schedule that in his schedule he had divided his day, meaning 24 hours, into three portions. One portion he had allocated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second portion he had dedicated to his family,
subhanallah,
and then the third portion he had left for himself. And even in that, he would let others join, he would sort out people's problems, listen to people's matters, and would advise them, subhanallah. So this was the blessed schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in that schedule he had allocated special family time. One third of his schedule was around his family.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Today we say that, you know, we are working for the family, you know, we are earning, we are running in this rat race for the sake of the family, but very less family time we have. In fact, you know, when it comes to the end of the day, let's say, for example, 8 hours, 10 hours goes at work, and then we have other personal endeavors that we pursue. And then whatever sliver of time that is left, that is given to the family as charity.
Mm-hmm. If I may just mention that I don't think our schedules are as busy as the schedule of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Subhanallah.
I mean, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, he was the leader of the community.
Subhanallah.
There were people from other nations, tribes, or countries and cities that used to come. Envoys, convoys used to come. Ambassadors used to come. He used to host them. There were people that were sick, they used to come to him for cure, for shifa. There were people who had different types of problems. There were people coming to embrace Islam. How busy was his schedule? Yet, with all of that busy time, he still gave time to his family members. So it's a cue for us that we love the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is part of his sunnah, to spend time with the family. And subhanallah azza wa jal, if you look at today's day and age, nah, that if we can spend, there are some people, unfortunately, that they can't wait to just leave the house and be with their friends. But I mean, the family has rights. The wife, the children, the parents, each one has rights. Believe me, if our household is not a home of harmony, that's going to affect us mentally then. And Eid really, both Eids actually, this is like a family day. It's a day to reconnect even to those family members that are abroad, are overseas, maybe far away. Even them. Yes, the family members that are close by, there are certain traditions that take place where certain sweetmeats are made. Some of them we can see in front of us, mashallah.
You know, I must try actually.
Mashallah. Subhanallah. Jazakallah. Barakallah.
I'll have some of this, inshallah. Maybe when I have some, mashallah.
Mashallah.
So, alhamdulillah, these have come from the home, our homes as well. So, it's a tradition, bismillah. And it's not written anywhere, you have to make laddu or you have to make mitai. And it's not written anywhere. But alhamdulillah, it's something that has, you know, it was started, and families, when they get together, they'll bring, you know, their food items or sweetmeats and come. The children will be given Eidi. You know, like,
make them happy as well.
Make them happy, subhanAllah. Yeah. You know, and it's a joyous occasion, and it's a time to reconnect with family. And alhamdulillah, use technology. While you're all sitting together, make a fatiha, no problem. Make a fatiha, put on video call your family members, maybe your siblings who are across the globe or something, include them. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, like this, Islam emphasizes on fulfilling of rights. It's not good for us that we fulfill the rights of people outside the house. But inside the house, we don't really worry. You know, we talk anyhow, we do anything, we don't care, like there's no accountability. But alhamdulillah, the deen teaches us that we must love and respect each other. And subhanallah, if we look after each other, then that's your first support structure, the family. Because the way we must make it is that our family members are our best friends.
Subhanallah.
I'm telling you, if your family members become your best friends, your support structure is solid. And this is how the kids, the children or grandchildren are growing up in this environment, where there is that moral support. There is, you know, that very strong support structure for, and it's a beautiful environment. And we create the Islamic ethos in the same time as well.
You know, Masab, you mentioned something very beautiful. You've mentioned regarding the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how busy his schedule was. I mean, seeing to the needy, seeing to the poor, seeing to the companions who would come to him to ask him a masail, to ask him questions, you know, pertaining to fiqhi rulings or whatever they wanted. They would go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would counsel them. And we see that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter into his home, his family members would get happy upon seeing him. So we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he would deal with on the outside, whatever work he would deal with on the outside, he wouldn't bring that home income. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is guiding us on this matter as well, that we should be that kind of an individual that when we enter our home, then our family members should be, you know, smiling. They should be happy that mashallah, Abba has come home. Mashallah, my husband has come home. You know, this kind of an atmosphere should be created in one's family as well.
In fact, there's a saying you can say, right?
Ji.
On the lines of what you mentioned, subhanAllah, they say that, you know, you get two kinds of people. Mm-hmm. The first type of person is that when they enter the room, everybody gets happy.
Oh.
The other type is when they leave the room, everybody gets
Allah.
Happy.
Okay.
So what kind of a person I want to be? Or what kind of the person I am? And we must apply this firstly to our households, to our family members. That when I'm coming home, now everybody, now how is their reaction like? Am I too rigid? Okay, we have to be strict and serious when it comes to deen, when it comes to the Sharia. Then there's no negotiation. So that for that we have to create the Islamic ethos to make it conducive to learn the deen, practice the deen, all of these things. But you know, when you interacting with your family, with your spouse, with your siblings, with your children, don't be too hard. Some of us are like too strict. You know, we, as you said, we bring the work, because in the work now, it's all serious and, you know, business as usual.
Right.
We bring that mindset, many of us, into the household also. It doesn't help. It doesn't work. Because what happens, it creates a distance. And Eid is like an informal setting. Like, you know, everybody is cool, calm, you know, subhanAllah, smiles are there. People are coming, bringing gifts, exchanging gifts. There's a narration that exchange gifts and your love will grow.
Subhanallah.
Gift doesn't have to be a phone or something like this. Whatever it is, even if you just brought some mitai, some sweetmeats, or whatever it is. The idea is the thought that counts. It's a thought that counts that, hey, the person brought something, at least they attended our program. And you know, it's a family get together.
Subhanallah. And at this occasion of Eid Sayyidi, mashallah, it gives us an opportunity to bring all the loved ones together.
Yes, like,
for example, distant families, families, let's say distant cousins whom we have never met in a very long time. Let's say, for example, for those uncles and aunts that we haven't spoken to in a long time. And relationships, you know, when there is an absence of any connection with them, it dies off like that.
True.
And
true.
To break this ice, this is the occasion, subhanAllah. You know, we can all come together, or maybe we can go and visit them. Or they can come and visit us. Either way. You know, alhamdulillah. So in this way, we reestablish our family bond, our connections. And even with those of our loved ones who have passed on, Sayyidi, this is also very important to remember. The day of Eid is also to reconnect with those for our loved ones.
Absolutely.
Recite Fatiha. Go to the Qabristan, the graveyard, the cemetery. Read Fatiha. Send Isale Sawab, the gift of Isale Sawab, subhanAllah. The best gift you could ever send to the marhumin, subhanAllah.
Subhanallah.
It could be your parents, it could be your loved ones, your uncles, your aunt, your grandparents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them high abode in Jannatul Firdaws. And all the Muslims who have passed on from this dunya with Iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Subhanallah. There are such beautiful guidelines with regards to the family ties and keeping the family together. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about such a person that the most perfect believer is the one whose morals are best and is the gentlest to his
Subhanallah.
The most perfect. I mean, there is emphasis on it. The most perfect. We are not even perfect, but the most perfect is the one who is the gentlest to his family. Subhanallah. Like how the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how would they treat their own families with utmost love and kindness? Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would inculcate this teaching. He would embed this Islamic value in his Sahaba, in his Ahlul Bayt, subhanAllah, to be tender and kind and loving to their family. And Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, speaking of family, subhanAllah, they are the beloved children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how would he behave towards them? Sometimes when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make sajda, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala is mentioned in the narrations that he would climb the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and due to that, he didn't mind. He actually prolonged his sajda.
Subhanallah.
So this is family bonding. And sometimes Imam Hassan Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they would climb on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, this was seen and witnessed by the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we do this kind of fun activities with our loved ones. You know?
If I may mention, what a narration, subhanallah, about Hassanain Karimain radiallahu anhuma. Somebody of a hadith that one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was carrying them. They were little, they were small. So he was carrying them on his back and he was like, you know, how the kids today, they say horsey ride, you know. So he was giving them a ride on his shoulder, his best shoulder, subhanAllah. And one of the Sahaba said that, you know, hey, mashallah, what a great ride you'll have. Oh, Hassanain Karimain, referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and oh my Sahabi, and what great riders I have.
SubhanAllah.
You say, what great ride? I'm saying, what great riders I have. SubhanAllah. You know, really, that love, that connection between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hassanain Karimain radiallahu anhuma. Really, if you want to learn how a grandparent must behave with the grandchildren, you have it too. You want to learn how a spouse must behave with the other spouse, you have it in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How a brother must be, how a father must be. SubhanAllah. You know, where else can you find it? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the ultimate role model for you and I as believers. And his sunnah is the complete and comprehensive way of living the perfect lifestyle. And so Eid is also that whilst we're enjoying ourselves, it should be within the boundaries of Islamic teachings, of the Sharia, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, what the Quran teaches us as well. Otherwise, yes, we're all happy. But somebody else is happy also. The one who was chained up and imprisoned. Allah. He's happy. I'm out now. I'm free.
Allah,
and with
Allah.
Vengeance, he's going to try his best to put us into sins and gunas and, you know, disconnecting with family. We must do the opposite of those things.
Yes.
Bring in those connections. Bring them to life, inshallah. Yes. And oppose shaitan in this manner by keeping family ties, by making salam to your fellow brother that you have never spoken to in ages. Uh-huh. You know, bring some gifts to your neighbor, celebrate your Eid with the neighbor, with the family, subhanAllah. Mm-hmm. And in this way, subhanAllah, we are opposing shaitan, even after Ramadan, subhanAllah.
You know, Asab, that just shows that one shouldn't have any malice or grudge in their heart towards any of the family members, even towards other fellow Muslims as well, towards their colleagues, towards their friends. Towards their family members.
Yes.
Because there's one narration wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions and he said, just now, in a short while, a person will come. He's such a person who is decreed for Jannah.
Allah.
And Sahaba ikram, they waited for this person to see who is this individual that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about. And suddenly an individual came. He's holding his shoes in his hand.
Uh-huh.
And he just made wudu. His beard is wet with the water of wudu. He comes in and he sits in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this on 3 days that he will come.
Mm-hmm.
So on the second day, he came as well.
Mm-hmm.
Third day, same person came as well at the exact time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned.
Allah.
One companion was sitting there. And he said, and he thought to himself that, what action did this person do that made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this? And he says, I want to find out. I'm curious to know.
Allah.
So he follows this person back to his home. When he reaches his home, he asks this person that, can you grant me permission to stay with you?
Mm-hmm.
So this person, he says, okay, you can stay with me. He stays with this person for some time. And he notices this person is performing his salah, he's reading Quran, he's doing nothing extraordinary, he's doing the normal, usual things a mu'min, a believer should be doing. And finally, he says that, you know what, I had this curiosity in my mind, and the reality of the matter is, the reason why I wanted to stay here is to know why, what made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this about you, that you are decreed for Jannah? Which action are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting some extraordinary, unique, special action, special deed of yours, but I saw you're doing nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it special that you are doing?
Mm-hmm.
And this individual, subhanAllah, he said that, I don't know of anything special that I'm doing or anything extraordinary that I'm doing.
Right.
What I do know is, that whenever I meet another fellow Muslim, I do not have any malice and I do not hold any grudge in my heart when I meet them.
Allah,
so subhanAllah, we see that due to not having malice in one's heart, not having grudges in one's heart for another fellow Muslim, for our family members, who knows, that could be a reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may admit such a person into Jannah. And what a beautiful opportunity this is, you know, on the day of Eid.
Right.
For us to take full advantage of that. I mean, this is the day of happiness. And happiness, you know, a person may think happiness, okay, it's a normal thing, but in Islam, happiness is extraordinary. It's not a normal thing, it's not an ordinary thing. It's a very unique and a very lofty quality for a person to have to spread happiness amongst others. One narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that after all the fara'id acts, the greatest deed to do is to put happiness in the hearts of other fellow Muslims. And in another narration as well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned that when a person spreads happiness, Allah Ta'ala creates an angel out of that happiness. And this angel, it glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when this person passes away, this angel comes into the grave of this person,
Allah,
and asks him, "Do you know who I am?" This person will say, "No, I do not know who you are. Please tell me, who are you?" This angel will say that I am the same happiness that you put into the hearts of other fellow Muslims. And today I am here to put happiness in your grave. Today I am here to help you answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. And today I am here to show you your place in Jannah. So happiness is no small thing. Happiness is a very big thing. And subhanAllah, we can take full advantage of that, especially on this day of Eid and through the rest of our lives, inshallah.
SubhanAllah, mashallah. So yes, this is a joyous occasion, and we should rejoice in each other's happiness. If somebody is happy, somebody has got something, a precious gift, let's say a person just bought a car on the day of Eid, SubhanAllah. And he's driving his brand new car, and mashallah, we should actually be happy for that person. Mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him some bounties, some blessings, he's enjoying it,
and we should,
yes,
he must be genuinely happy.
Yes.
Not just mashallah, but inside, like,
yes, yes.
And
it must be face value.
Yeah, not right. It mustn't be superficial, just on the outside. Like, it must be from your heart.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's where it starts. It starts from the inside. That you are genuinely happy for your Muslim brother, maybe your own brother or sister, whoever it is, you know, that Allah has given them this bounty. Because one of the things you must say is mashallah.
Yes.
Barakallah, mashallahu la quwwata illa billah. That this is only there through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I got an issue with that, even internally in my mind, in my heart, then who am I questioning? I'm questioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has already gave that person. You know, make dua for that person. May you be protected. You are driving your car. You know, Allah protect you, save you from accidents. Make dua from the bottom of your heart. And believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees. He sees everything. He sees even the condition of our hearts. He sees our intentions as well. And then if you are happy for your fellow Muslim brother, then you will get good news also. Inshallah. Because of your sincerity, yes. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by making dua for that person. So happiness and expressing of joy, it must be from the core of our hearts, not just on the outside.
Exactly.
So we need to work on our ikhlas, our sincerity. Yes. That's between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not to judge anybody. We need to judge ourselves,
yes,
according to my sincerity that I believe.
Alhamdulillah. And it naturally makes us so happy if we see our Muslim brother prospering in life. Money in itself is not evil or good or bad. It is what you do with it. It's a tool.
Right.
It buys you the purchasing power, and you can either do good with it or you can do bad with it.
Yes.
So with the same money, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, subhanAllah, he earned so much of good, and he bought paradise twice.
Allah.
With the same money, look at what happened to Qarun. That money never helped him in any way. So subhanAllah, if our Muslim brother, he's rejoicing all the luxuries of the world, mashallah, all the best for him. And on the day of Eid, if we see others wearing expensive clothes, nice coat, nice topi, mashallah, very well. And we should be actually happy looking at them, that mashallah, he's dressed so appropriately, you know. instead of wearing any other fashion that is not suitable according to Islamic standards.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. So these are some of the values that when we get together as a family, you know, we start comparing. Oh, okay, where you bought this from? All right, you bought this from that shop. Okay, I'm going to go and visit that shop.
How much you paid for it?
The competition starts.
Yeah.
Just to strike a conversation, you know.
Yeah.
We need some common grounds. Right? For example, if you like cars and you know, you both know each other, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you start talking about cars. I know Moaz have been into clothes maybe. And I will start talking to you about clothes. Something that we are into. Finding common grounds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And mashallah, and this is how conversation starts. And then you will build deeper and deeper connections, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Maybe we could invite each other for our Thursday ijtima. You know, inshallah, next week, when we're having our ijtima, I want to see you there, inshallah.
But there must also be some discussion of deen.
Yes.
Mm. As you're talking about general things, your likes, your dislikes, you know, interaction with family members, bring in some deen also. Talk about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about his sunnah.
Allah.
You don't have to give a bayan.
Yeah.
But, you know, talk about Allah and His Rasul, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Allah. Some aspects like, you know, bring that in also so that that Islamic ethos is maintained. And this is the kind of training we need to also give to the next generation.
Mm.
We are all going to be gone. One day, how are they going to celebrate Eid?
Mm.
Something for us to think about. When they grow up, our children or those who have grandchildren, how will they celebrate Eid?
Wow.
So it depends on what kind of training, what kind of environment we created on the day of Eid for them to experience and see for themselves. Mm. Like, hey, this is what Eid's all about. And inshallah, they'll take that forward as well.
Yes.
Regarding, you know, like comparing with each other. So we must be very careful that this problem of hasad doesn't come in the heart.
Yes.
They know why this person. Yes, to show admiration is fine. Ribta, as they call it, right? That, you know what, mashallah, this person has, ya Allah, please grant me also. Not that, why this person has? I supposed to have that. That is jealousy.
There is no shortage in the court of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can give you as well.
Yes.
You just have to ask.
So alhamdulillah, we should monitor these things. And there's one, you know, there's a spiritual disease I was reading the other day called Shamatat.
Mm.
And it blew my mind away. Then if you have some negative feeling for another Muslim, maybe you don't like a certain Muslim for whatever reason, and that Muslim is now going through some difficulty, some problem in life, and you start getting happy.
Allah.
That's a spiritual disease. Allah. You must be so careful of that. Maybe nobody else will know. Allah knows, but He knows that, you know what, hey, which spiritual diseases we are suffering from.
Allah.
So now with the re-emergence of shaitan, we must be extra careful now that we fulfill rights while you're visiting each other, whilst you're spreading joy. So just also to monitor these things, be careful not to indulge and get involved in these kind of sins.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that the heart of a believer is how important is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your faces, nor does He look at your wealth.
Allah,
but
Allah.
He looks at your heart. And
Subhanallah.
So our hearts should be clean and pure from malice, from jealousy. Jealousy actually is the first sin that was committed even prior to the existence of this world.
Allahu Akbar.
Yes, before the world was created, when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created, Allahu Akbar, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan was the first one to become jealous of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam.
Allah.
And thereafter, the first sin that was committed on the surface of this earth was also jealousy. Qabil was jealous of his brother Habil.
Allah.
Allah.
It's a deadly sin, Azur.
Yes.
Can destroy iman.
Yes. And by being jealous, you know, I was reading a quote and it made so much of sense. It says that being jealous of someone is like drinking the poison but expecting somebody else to die.
Allah.
You are drinking the poison but you expect somebody else to die. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. You are only ruining your own physical, mental health, your peace and tranquility by being jealous. It's not going to have any bearing or any repercussion on the life of the other person.
Yeah.
You can burn yourself in that jealousy and nothing will happen to the other person. So we should know that it is not detrimental to the other person. It is causing ourselves harm. It is self-harm. and who wants to inflict harm upon themselves.
And today we see, Mahasab, you know, one of the major problems and diseases or sicknesses is mental problems. How much it is on the rise, even in developed nations. The number one problems there are mental issues, psychological problems. The people need to go to the psychiatrist, they need to be on antidepressants because of mental issues. Because there's no spirituality in their lives. Now the deen, subhanAllah, Islam, this is what it gives us. It gives us spirituality. You charge your battery 5 times a day with your sunnah. Even whilst you're having fun with your family members, you know, make sure you maintain your sunnah. Make sure that, you know, we don't cross, you know, cross the line and violate anybody's rights.
SubhanAllah, Sidi, at the same time, as you said, family time, it is actually the perfect environment to let ourselves free.
Yes.
Just sometimes we feel we want to say certain things, but we can't discuss those things outside of family circle. Family is the one who knows you intimately.
Correct.
And it is best to leave those discussions when there is family time, subhanAllah, where you could let your heart out, you know, pour your heart out to the loved ones and how you feel about certain things. And subhanAllah, that way we get to know each other on a deeper level. Instead of, you know, bottling it all inside because you don't have someone to talk to. Some people, actually, those who don't have many relatives, I've heard from those individuals that how hard it is for them to keep bottling everything inside because they don't have no one to share it with.
Allah.
So that also, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us family. Imagine those individuals who don't have anyone to go to, anyone to talk to.
Masa, you're talking about that now. I remember back in the days when I was staying in Pakistan. So Eid day, and for me it was the first time in my life, but it was an eye-opener really. That Eid day, where Madri Markaz took us to one of the old age homes and orphanages. And really, you know, hey, you get to see those old people that, you know, where's their sons and daughters? And they're stuck over here on Eid day.
Allah.
And strangers are coming and spending time with them, talking to them, you know, having a meal with them, those orphans, little kids over there. And it got me to think like, Allah, look at this man. How unfortunate that, you know, on Eid day, the sons and daughters are busy enjoying themselves, having happy times, and the mother and father is here all alone. Allah. And some of them were crying. Some of those old people, they were crying like, you know, my son didn't come from so long to visit me. He day to know. So we should think about these things. That Islam doesn't teach us this. Islam teaches us that, you know what, don't deprive yourself from fulfilling the rights of your parents, from earning their du'as. You put your parents there, how are you going to do khidmat for them? By putting them in that kind of a place.
They are the most important people in our lives, without exaggeration. Bil walidaini ihsana. The Holy Quran is very specific about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they are your heaven and hell. I mean, mother is the one beneath whose feet Jannah lies. And we all ask him in dua for Jannah, وَأَدْخِلْ الْجَنَّةَ دَارَ السَّلَامِ. And then, while we are treating our Jannah in this manner,
Allah,
the father is the middle door of Jannah. And it's sad to say, but some of the brothers, they kick their fathers out. The same door.
Allah.
It is the middle door of Jannah.
Right.
And this is a very sad reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to really truly appreciate our parents. You know, parents' dua, Sayyidi, it is something else truly. And mashallah, they are the ones who, by the virtues of whom, will be taken to Jannah, inshallah. Yes. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of father.
SubhanAllah.
It's also according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, for those viewers out there, those maybe who have lost their parents, maybe, you know, or who still have their parents, how we can, inshallah, better our communication and our relationship with our own parents to begin with.
SubhanAllah, Mustafa, you know, we've mentioned the excellences of showing respect to one's parents. And Islam highly encourages us to be respectful to one's parents. The Holy Quran even tells us that we shouldn't even say "uff" to our parents. You know, if one's parents, or say, for example, one's mother, right, or one's father, ask them, son or daughter, can you bring me a glass of water? The child will take it, give them the glass of water. Can you get me another glass of water? Give them the water. Can you get me another glass of water? Give them the water. And then on the fourth attempt, can you get me a glass of water? Oh, why are you asking me one way? Can't you ask my other brother or my other sister? This in modern context will be as saying oof to one's parents. And Quran instructs us and tells us not to even say oof to our parents. You know, there was a parable, a story, which indicates to us how we should value our parents. There was an elderly father, right? And he took his young son to the park. He had a ball with him. He takes the ball. He's sitting quite high, and it's like a slopey area. So he's sitting on top. The father takes the ball. He throws it down. The son, he goes, he gets the ball happily, smiling face. He says, Abba, here's the ball. Father, elderly, takes the ball again, rolls it down. Again, the son goes, fetches the ball, gives it to the father. Third time, rolls the ball. The son goes, gets the ball, gives it to the father. This continued for quite some time until eventually, when the son came back, said, Abba, why are you throwing the ball so many times down? Each time I'm going to get you throwing it, I'm going to get it for you. I'm giving it to you and you're still throwing it down. He took off with his father. His father was elderly. Mm. And then his father smiled at him and told him, hello, my son, when you were little, I brought you to the same exact spot, the same exact park. Mm. And you threw the ball so many times more than I did today. And each time you threw the ball, I went to get it for you so that you can be happy, so that there be a smile on your face. And today, when I am doing it, you are showing this attitude, you are taking off with me. So this shows that we can, no matter what we do for our parents, we can never truly repay the favors that they have done upon us. So Islam encourages us to always be respectful towards our parents. And you know, due to the du'as of our parents, the child reaches such high status that not even his college degree will give him, not even his certificates will give him, not even his qualifications, nothing will give him that high status in society, in community, if it was not for the du'as of his parents. I mean, if you have to look at Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah. He became a wali. How did he become a wali? Was it because of him saying Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah one way? Was it because of him reciting the Holy Quran one way? What made him, what was the sabab and the cause of him becoming a wali? It's mentioned that it was a very cold night. His mother was thirsty. She asked him for water. Mm-hmm. And in those days, obviously, you had to go far out to get the water and come back. It wasn't like today where we got taps and we can open anytime. You know, here, he had to go out in the cold night, get the water, come back to his mother only to find her. She fell off to sleep.
Allah.
What does he do? He stands there the entire night with that glass of water in his hand and he's waiting there. Morning came, his mother woke up and she looks at him. She says, oh, my son. What are you doing? Why are you standing here? And he says, oh, my mother, when I came, I saw that you fell off to sleep. And I did not want to disturb the peace of your sleep. So I let you sleep and waited for you to wake up. And then I will present this water to you. His mother, she became emotional. Mm-hmm. She took the glass from his hand because it was so cold that his skin got stuck to the glass. And when she took the glass, part of his skin came out as well. She saw that, she started crying, she became emotional. And it was at that time that she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am pleased with Bayezid, you too be pleased with him. And he became a high-ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the du'as of his mother. So we see, you know, services and doing khidmah for our parents, it'll take one to great, great heights and not even a qualification would take one.
SubhanAllah, mashallah, this is truly amazing. Alhamdulillah, we are learning the Islamic values of our family, and this is the perfect family day as it is the theme of our today's topic, mashallah. And this day of Eid, subhanAllah, it actually gives us a reason to spark a conversation, you know, to break the ice, to bring the family together. as it was the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring the hearts together. Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi very beautifully says in his words in Masnavi Sharif, Tu baraye wasl kardan amdi, ne baraye fasl kardan amdi, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have come to join the hearts, not to separate.
Subhanallah.
And mashallah, we have another beautiful kalam recited by our beloved Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu rahim, Allahu rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Inna Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadeer. يا رب العالمين
الله الله الله
صل على طه الأمين
الله الله الله
في كل وقت وحين
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
املأ قلبي باليقين
الله الله الله
ثبتني على هذا الدين
الله الله الله
واغفر لي والمسلمين
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
وہ تنہا کون ہے
الله الله الله
بادشاہ وہ کون ہے
الله الله الله
مہرباں وہ کون ہے
الله الله
کیا اونچی شان ہے
الله الله الله
سب دلوں کی جان ہے
الله الله الله
اس کی اپنی شان ہے
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
راز دل کے جانے وہ
الله الله الله
حال بھی پہچانے وہ
الله الله الله
پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ
الله الله الله
آسیوں کی آس ہے
الله الله الله
اس کی رحمت خاص ہے
الله الله الله
سب دلوں کے پاس ہے
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Oh Allah the Almighty
الله الله الله
Protect me and guide me
الله الله الله
Through your love and mercy
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Who is the all-capable?
Allahu Allah.
Allah. The curer and the healer.
Allahu Allah.
Allah. Who is the dominant all over?
Allahu Allah.
Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah. Allahu Allah.
Allah.
Nur Muhammad sallallahu. Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Allah.
Of adar gunah.
Allahu Allah.
Allah. Alimin padishah.
Allahu Allah.
Allah. Yüreklerin penaha.
Allahu Allah.
Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allahu Allah. Ma fi kalbi gayrullah. Allahu Allah.
Allah.
Nur Muhammad sallallahu. Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Allah.
İşit Allah derdimi bu ahlara ama. Rahmeyle bağışla günahlara ama. Hayrayle hem akşam hem sabahlara ama.
Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allahu Allah. Ma fi kalbi gayrullah. Allahu Allah. Muhammed sallallahu. Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Allah.
Rabbul mashriqayn wa rabbul maghribayn. Fabi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban. Wo dono mashriqon ka rab hai aur dono maghribon ka rab hai, to tum dono apne rab ki kaun kaun si ne'maton ko jhutlaoge? Lord of the two Easts and the two Wests. So which of your Lord's favors will you deny?
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Subhanallah, welcome back to you viewers, subhanallah. And today we are discussing the perfect family day on Madani channel, on the beautiful day of Eid, mashallah, in the company of our two esteemed guests, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizullah on my right and Maulana Noshad Madani Hafizullah on my left. And alhamdulillah, we just listened to a beautiful zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, by our beloved Rukne Shura Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari Hafizullah ta'ala.
Mashallah.
And mashallah, his voice subhanallah, it has a different beauty and there's so much of sincerity in it, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him long, healthy life.
Ameen.
Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. And now, mashallah, it's time for us to connect with our callers, inshallah, azawajal. So we are going to listen to some calls. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, Mulana, such a beautiful program. Eid Mubarak to one and all. Remember all of us in your du'as, the people of Palestine, all of the people.
MashaAllah, Eid Mubarak to you as well. Jazakumullahu khaira. Yes, we need to remember the Ummah, subhanAllah. This is the great lesson we learn, especially from the lady of paradise, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She would make dua for the Ummah after praying the whole night. And Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala would ask her, Mommy, you make dua for everyone. What about yourself? You never ask anything for yourself.
Allah.
And she, subhanAllah, replied to him in such a beautiful manner. And she said, al awwal jar summa dar. First come our neighbors, others, and then it's our turn.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah. So this is the true spirit of Islam. We are concerned about our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all in the best of health and iman.
Ameen.
Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen.
And Master, this is, you know, it is part of the life of the Ahlul Bayt Adhar.
Subhanallah.
The concern for the Ummah. That, you know what, they always, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they look towards the benefit of the Muslims. And we love them. We as Muslims, it is our responsibility, it is our duty, it is part of our iman to love all Ahlul Bayt Athar, to love all Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan, all Awliya Allah. This is our tradition. This is our unbroken chain and link to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by these pious predecessors.
And we as an ummah, we are like one body. Yes, one limb is hurt. Yes. The whole body feels the pain of it.
Correct.
Subhanallah.
Inshallah, Azawajal, we are going to connect with our next caller. Let's see. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hope all the ulama are doing well. I'd like to wish one and all a very, very blessed Eid. May Allah Ta'ala help you all in abundance and bless you all for the good work that you guys do for the community. I'm really enjoying you guys' live show. May Allah Ta'ala keep you all safe and steadfast, inshallah.
Ameen, bijahin Nabi, Ameen, Subhanallah. Eid Mubarak to you, brother, mashallah. And you have mentioned some kind words. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant you goodness in this world and in the next world.
Ameen.
Bijahin Nabi, Ameen. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's go towards our next caller.
Eid Mubarak, I hope you all are well on this blessed day, inshallah. I have a question, which is, what should one do if a non-mahram is present while spending Eid in an outdoor location?
Subhanallah. Eid Mubarak to you as well, mashallah, dear brother. And you have mentioned if they are non-mahram present day, then we need to exercise our Sharia boundaries in this regard. And mixing of sexes, and when it, especially non-mahram, when it comes to that, there are guidelines with regards to that in the Sharia and in our beautiful deen of Islam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shouldn't cross the lines and cross the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is the occasion of Eid, but that doesn't give us the license to do that, inshallah.
You see, Mullah Sahib, again, shaitan is out.
Yes.
Out and about. He's going to try and indulge people. No, it's just your cousin, sister. It's just your cousin, brother. It's no issue, no problem. It's just, you know, it's your family, your 45 connections, your family members. So, I mean, look, we as Muslims, a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
One who follows the teachings of Islam, the teachings of Al-Quran. We have rules, we have laws, there are regulations, certain things we can do. In fact, many things we can do, but certain things we can't do.
Right.
Take, for example, certain things you can't drink. Khamr, alcohol, of those things, we can't drink. But how many other things we can drink?
Subhanallah.
You can drink milk, you can drink honey, you can drink water, you can drink juice, so many things you can drink, but these specific things you can't drink. Certain pork we're not allowed to eat. If the meat is slaughtered in not the halal way. But how many other things we can eat?
Hmm.
We slaughtered the halal way. Fish is there, chicken is there, steak is there, mutton is, so many options are available.
Subhanallah.
We have so much, subhanallah. Why would we want to opt for something which is forbidden?
Hmm.
Subhanallah.
Especially on the day of Eid. Yeah. Eid is joyous, we earn sawab also. Why wouldn't we earn sin on this?
Especially, Muslim, you know, one should protect the eyes as well.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
One should lower the gaze, because if a person has immorality, has a indecent mindset, then it's because of what they are seeing.
Yeah.
You know, what they are seeing, it will determine how their mind is, how their heart is, because this is the gateway. If they lower their gaze, then their mind would be pure, their heart would be pure. You know, they wouldn't be thinking of anything evil, they wouldn't be feeling anything evil.
Yeah.
So one should be protecting their gaze as well.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
And haya, modesty is from Iman, subhanAllah, it's part of Iman.
Bishop.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the modesty for the sake of the modest Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kamil Haya wal Iman, Sayyidina Usman ibn Affan,
Ameen.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are going to listen to our next caller. Inshallah, Sallu ala al-Habib,
Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
How are you all? I hope you are all enjoying your Eid. My question is, does Islam encourage us to keep the area and environment clean if we spend Eid in a park?
Subhanallah, definitely. An-nazafatu min al-Iman,
subhanallah.
Cleanliness is a part of Iman, alhamdulillah. And subhanallah, Islam, the beautiful deen of Islam, it doesn't only teach us those spiritual values, but also the way of living. Islam actually guides us in all facets of life, whether it's our personal life, family life, spiritual life, economical life, financial life, whether it is our cleaning up our environment, keeping our environment healthy, and planting trees. All these are part of Islamic teachings.
Yes.
Subhanallah. Islam guides us regarding the medical science as well. Mashallah. The Holy Quran, Mashallah. It has those principles regarding the science. And you'll find certain sections in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is only dealing with medicinal science and medical issues. Subhanallah. Cleanliness, if we want to be healthy, we want to be prosperous, we want to really keep our environment clean and serene, then we need to stop leaving litter around here and there, wherever we go. Yes, it's eat time. We go trekking, some of us, alhamdulillah. We go hiking, we go sightseeing, we go to different parks and places. But that doesn't give us the license to dirty those places and leave it in filth. So tomorrow somebody can come, oh, Muslims are like this. You know? So inshallah azza wa jal, by our own doing, let's not give Muslims a bad name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's what people say. So Muslims are like this. They don't clean after themselves.
A beautiful saying that Islam practically teaches this, encourages us to practice upon it.
Yes.
That, you know, a believer is always neat and tidy. A believer is always clean. You know, back in the days, they call it the Dark Ages. Dark Ages of Europe. The medieval times. When the people literally would bath maybe once or twice a year.
Allah.
Once or twice a year they would bath. And the Muslims, five times a day, they're making wudu.
Allah.
Besides the ghusl, the normal shower, bath, whatever it is, five times a day, they're washing their hands, they're washing their feet, they're washing their faces as well. This is why we see in Europe how many epidemics came and wiped out people because of the unhygienic living standards that they had.
Yeah.
And in the Muslim lands, neat, clean, tidy, you know, everything was pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and only accepts that which is pure. So we are told to live a pure life internally, externally, and we are living in on this planet Earth. We should look after it.
Yeah.
And Islam doesn't tolerate any type of pollution, any type of impurities, and whether it's water pollution, air pollution, land pollution, noise pollution even. Yeah. You know, so these things are not tolerated in Islam. We are there to live a pure life because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts that which is pure.
No, so one may think that, okay, there's garbage lying there or there's filth lying there. Why should I go and pick it up? No, they should take it upon themselves, you know, and go there, clean it up, put it into the dustbin.
Right.
Because if it's laying there, everyone says, no, it's not my thing to do. It's not my thing to do. It's his thing to do. Then that garbage, it will just lay there and it will cause inconveniences for others as well. So one should take up that responsibility and throw that garbage in the bin if they see a garbage laying there.
Summary of a hadith is, if you remove an obstacle from the pathway of a Muslim, you'll get reward for it.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Amen. Just for that. It is an obstacle, it's a blockage, some harm that's there. You removing it for other Muslims to be safe.
Subhanallah.
Reward for it. Subhanallah.
It's a small deed, but what a great reward.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. Nazafatun nisful iman. Cleanliness is half of iman.
Subhanallah.
So this is how much emphasis Islam puts on cleanliness. Now we are going to move to our next caller. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, Malana Saab, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you and your family. My question is, what are the consequences of breaking family ties?
SubhanAllah, the consequences of breaking family ties, Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned that the one who breaks family ties, Allahu Akbar, that person will be deprived of paradise.
Allah.
And we all wish to enter paradise. So if we want to break family ties and still want to enter paradise, then these are two conflicting things.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have both. You can have one or the other.
Right.
Or the other. So, and we should be the wiser ones to choose, subhanAllah, the paradise over breaking family ties. Why would you want to break something that is so beautiful in the first place? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to always spread this love and affection and mahabba among the family and neighbors and the Muslim community. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil amin. Alhamdulillah. We have come right to the end and the conclusion of our today's episode and program. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Before we depart, let's inshallah, azza wa jal, hear from our guest, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizullah.
MashaAllah, so we know we've heard so many beautiful Madani pearls today. And Alhamdulillah, one very important aspect that we can take, especially on this beautiful day of Eid al-Fitr, is that, you know, with regards to our family members and our friends, our colleagues, whoever we may know, is that we adopt this quality of putting everything aside and going wholeheartedly, sincerely, and asking each other for forgiveness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever rights we have violated, we should be going and asking them for forgiveness and removing the barrier that's, you know, keeping us away from each other. And in this way, there will be much more love, unity in the atmosphere and in one's family as well. And this is the perfect opportunity for that.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant us tawfiq to do exactly what Mohan Sahib has mentioned, Sayyidi. Inshallah, any parting words, Sayyidi?
Alhamdulillah, Eid is a joyous day. So spread joy, spread happiness. Have a lovely Eid. Connect, reconnect with family members. But spend your days responsibly within the teachings of Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yeah, this is the true spirit of having a perfect family day on the day of Eid, mashallah. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. And subhanallah, spend this day making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping the family ties intact and bringing the loved ones together. And together with that, inshallah, azza wa jal, we can all grow spiritually in our Islam. Ameen.
Ameen.
Until next time, tomorrow again, we have a wonderful topic of discussion. Tomorrow again, the Islamic values of meeting and greeting, mashallah. So we'll connect with you tomorrow as well. Same time, same place, only on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A season of light, a time so bright, hearts are filled with joy and delight. Grateful we stand with hands raised high, blessings of Allah fill the sky. Festive season.